What a difference 5 games can make. The Carolina Panthers started the season 1-3, and many fans were calling for the firing of head coach Ron Rivera. Now, after winning 5 games in a row, the team is poised to make a playoff run. It's safe to say that tonight's Monday Night Football game against the New England Patriots is the hottest ticket in town. Joining me now to discuss the turnaround for the Panthers is Tom Sorensen, sports columnist for the Charlotte Observer. Good morning, Tom.
Morning.
Well, it didn't seem like all that long ago things were looking pretty bad for the Panthers. So what happened?
You know, they're 1-3. It was business as usual, high expectations, low performances. And then it all turned. A couple things happened. One is their defense, which was good, suddenly became the best in the league, or among the best. Just they're playing superbly. And Cam Newton, I think, has really emerged as a quarterback and a leader. When they played Arizona, which was their last loss, I think Cam was sacked 6 times and hit about 20 times. And he never complained. His body language never gave it away. He didn't yell at his offensive linemen. He just sucked up and took it. He got knocked down, kept getting up, and stayed enthusiastic. And I think when you do that, I think you really become a leader, and he has. And Ed Cam's progression with that great defense, and I think you have a great shot at success.
Well, it seems like the attitude of the fans has turned around as well.
Yeah, they don't hate the Panthers anymore. I mean, the Panthers no longer are a joke, and people wanted to cheer. There are a lot of new fans, obviously, who are new to the bandwagon, and that's fine, peripheral fans. But there are people, lots of people, thousands of people, who suffered through the lean years with this team, suffered so long that it just seemed like the status quo. And so this has just been a revelation. It was unexpected. It's exciting. And they're really having fun with it.
Well, up until the 49ers game last week, the argument could be made that the wins they were getting weren't against incredibly strong teams. How big was it for them to get that win against a very talented 49ers team?
You know, they'd beaten the bottom feeders, which is what you're supposed to do. But then they fly cross country, which usually takes something out of a team. And then they play in a very loud stadium, very loud fans, against a very good team, one of the most complete teams in the league. And they're down 9-0, and they could have easily crumbled. They could have panicked. I mean, this was a new level for them, and they kept their poise. They were the team that kept its poise. And Cam was as efficient as he had to be, and the defense just took over. By the end of the game, Colin Kaepernick, the San Francisco quarterback, reacted on every pass as if he was going to get hit, and he was usually right.
There were a lot of people early in the season that were calling for head coach Ron Rivera's head. Is his job safe now?
Probably. With Ron, it was cumulative. I mean, it was 2 seasons ago, and it was last season and this season. It was 1-3, and it was just another poor start. He would almost withdraw on the sidelines. He coached conservatively. Coached, you could say, not to lose. And then he just let go. And then he became Riverboat Ron. He prefers calculated risk taker Ron, but it's not alliterative. He still has to win. And if they go into the tank, if they fail to make the playoffs, if they finish 8-8, he would, I assume, would not be here next season. But right now, that seems such a minute possibility. And he's a guy that everybody pulls for. And he's a guy, and this is important, that even when they were losing, he never lost the support of the players. I mean, they worked hard for him. Great expectations, poor performances last season. And they stuck with him, and they stuck by him early this season. I remember Steve Smith once said, you know, it doesn't help when you guys speculate in print about Ron Rivera's job security. And he's right, but it didn't help. But that speculation is gone.
You mentioned calculated risks. Is it at all a matter of some of those calculated risks paying off now that were not paying off before?
He didn't take those risks before. I mean, he was very conservative. If it was 4th-and-1, he was punting. If it was 4th-and-1, he was kicking a field goal. If it was 4th-and-1, he's drawn in. And now it's Ron, and it's his offensive coordinator, and it's his position coaches, and they have the plays, and they're confident. And, you know, success begets success, and it's been working.
Okay, so Monday Night Football tonight, they're playing the 7-2 Patriots. It's a big game. How big of a game is it, actually, for this Panthers team?
You know, the last big game they played, the last game that was comparable at home, was in 2008 when they were in the playoffs. But people expected success then. I mean, they finished 12-4 that season, so you were expecting victories. You anticipated it. You were accustomed to it. This is a pleasant surprise. You know, a month ago, you could have seen New England coming in as a 9-point favorite, and would the Panthers be able to hang in? And people go to the game because it's an event. And now the Panthers are favored by 2.5 points, and people are expecting a victory, and it's going to be wild. The downtown's going to be full of people who don't go to the game, who don't have tickets. They just want to be around it. They just, through osmosis, they want to feel it. And it's really a neat thing for our city.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Tom Sorensen is a sports columnist for the Charlotte Observer. This is 90.7 WFAE News.